Well, all right. Hey, guys, how are you doing? Welcome back to Mandated, your show that talks about issues for men and how we're navigating life. I am your host, Selwyn Robbins, and as I say, it's always a pleasure to be able to speak to you. And after that, I always ask you this question, how are you doing? And I'll tell you specifically for myself, and this is on a brief health topic, I'm doing much better than yesterday. As I spoke to my wife, she noticed me yesterday. I just was sluggish. I wasn't getting much done. It was just hard for me to engage with those things that I had on my plate. And overall, I was just in one of those funks, man. It seemed like my body and my mind were on two different planets and they didn't want to travel to meet each other. But today is a whole new ball game. As you see, I'm here recording this podcast for you guys, energized and ready to do those things and other things that I have I'm planned for later today. So by all means, just on a health perspective, I want you to think about, you know, what you need on a daily basis, whether, you know, we know the body needs rest. We know the body needs water. What do you need from a dietary perspective, you know, such as your food intake or dietary supplements, such as vitamins. For myself, I had to change, or I decided to change the vitamins that I was taking, which was a 6-pack multivitamin that I've been taking for a couple of years now, but I felt I wanted to go somewhere different. In that first, I didn't want to continue taking 6 pills. That was just kind of getting on my nerves a little bit. So I went to the vitamin shop the other day and I picked up one called Thrive, and it's labeled as Bioactive Men's One Day Multivitamin, and it's one vitamin, 30 vitamins in this pill box. And what it focuses on is high potency. So it says it's for energy production, stress support, healthy aging, cardiovascular support just as well. So, you know, of course, getting up there in age, you do need certain things. And for myself, cardiovascular, because the job that I work at is very physically demanding. So I want to make sure that internally, I'm definitely keeping my strength going. In addition to that, because the body's so taxed each day, I need to make sure that my diet is well balanced. So because it's a four-day work week, 10 hours a day, I have to take a little bit more food with me so that I can last throughout the day, because the body moves so much throughout the day that when it sits down, for me, I tend to get sleepy, and that's not a good thing for me on the road, driving about 40-45 minutes back and forth. So I'm trying my best to make sure that I stay healthy. And of course, as my boss say, he wants to see us go home the same way he saw us come to work. And, you know, for those that are married, your wives want the same thing just as well, right? Cool. So also, I just want to bring to you, there's an organization here in the Dallas Metroplex by the name of New Start and New Life that's headed by Tim and Keisha Carter, and they've been doing this for quite some time. And basically their purpose in what they're doing is that they're feeding the distressed communities throughout the DFW Metroplex, as well as areas outside of that. I know that he personally travels to Palestine and also Edwards, Mississippi, to make these deliveries and partnering with organizations there. So what they need for sure in this season is your help. Financial donations are always great. The biggest need that they have is when they pick up food that requires cold storage, they need to make sure that food stays at certain temperatures until they can distribute it. So by all means, if you're able to make a financial donation, please go to their website, newstartinlife.org, and click on Give Now. And I'll tell you, they will personally be very receptive to receiving those donations from you. You can also find them on Facebook as well under the same organization name. And you'll see the pictures of Tim Carter out there picking up the food distributions and also speaking with the people that he's distributing them to just as well. So by all means, newstartinlife.org, find them, support them. And outside of that, if there are any other organizations that you know of that need support, support them outside of yourself, meaning we always take care of self first, but in this season, there's someone that always needs help, especially in this season where many people do not know if they're going to have a roof over their heads, wherever the next meal may come from, clothing. All those types of donations will definitely be welcome. Also, just real quick, on November 14th, SpaceX and NASA will be launching again. That previous launch was actually scrubbed over the weekend on the 31st because there was an error. Well, I don't want to say an error. There was an issue with one of the engines. It actually went into an automatic abort because it detected, some liquid that was by one of the engines. So they aborted it and they're going to change out the engines. And we're going to be launching again on November 14th. And also, today, November 2nd, very important day in the United States. It is the day that we find out who is going to be the next president of the U.S. Right now, we currently have President Donald Trump as the sitting U.S. president with former Vice President Joe Biden battling for the right to be in the White House. So no matter what party you're supporting, please go out and vote. And I will say this personally, don't be intimidated by anybody that's trying to stop you from exercising your right. I don't care if you're Democratic or Republican or independent, get out and vote. Do what you're supposed to do. Let your voice be heard. Because there are people counting on you, not just your household, but there's so many things that are, imbalance that need to be balanced right now. Many people may be voting due to their religious beliefs. Many may be voting out of emotions for either side. But whatever the case, please be a part of the process. All right. So let me get into this briefly. For our conversation today, I want to talk about two things, and I want to begin it this way. You know, we just got through celebrating Halloween this past weekend here in the United States. And we know all, not all, but the majority of families and their kids get together, get costumes on or whatnot, and go out into the streets trick-or-treating. But that definitely has changed because of the season we're in, and that being COVID-19. And right now here in the States alone, we're up to 231,000 deaths plus. And because of this, we've had to navigate life differently soon as we step outside of the door. You know, whether we're going to work, restaurants, religious services, grocery shopping, we've had to navigate life a whole different way. So my question is for you is, how do you think Halloween and COVID-19 tie into each other? And when we come back from the break, I'll give you that answer. All right, guys, welcome back from the break. As I had spoke before we had went on break, we're going to speak about how Halloween and COVID-19 tie into each other. I know there are two topics that are very contrast to each other, but believe me, in today's topic, they'll definitely tie in. And just to let you know how I came about this, I was part, or I am part of a Facebook group called Healthy Manhood, and they had posted an article maybe about a few weeks ago, and I hadn't read the article. I just saw the title, and to be honest, that's what drew me to even go further in reading, and that's kind of how I am with any kind of reading material is if there's a great subject line or title, it probably has me captivated, and I'll read it going forward just because of that. So in this, the article is titled, Act Like a Man, The Mask That Men Wear. You see, told you Halloween and COVID were going to tie in. All right. So The Mask That Men Wear, both Halloween and COVID, you know, showed us on one hand how masks are optional. On the other hand, how they're actually required. Both help us to keep our identity safe. Let me say that again. Both help us to keep our identity safe. And I'll go from the perspective of a kid celebrating Halloween. You know, they've spent all day at school and they know they were getting ready to come home and put on that mask that their parents had bought them, you know, in the costume just as well. And, you know, here they are walking down the street hand in hand with their parents, got their parents' hand in one hand and in the other hand, they have that bag full of all that candy. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, that 1 cent piece of string that holds the mask together breaks. Man, the whole night is shot because of that one little thing. Now the kid is saying, oh, my mask is broken. I can't do this anymore. I don't have a full costume. And here the parent is trying to calm them down, say, no, you still got a costume. The mask is still good. It's just the string that broke, right? Well, you know, as soon as that string breaks, everything after that point doesn't matter because for the child, the most important thing of that costume was the mask because they get to be who they've always wanted to be for a few hours out of the night, out of in 1 year, right? So for that little girl that wanted to be the princess or that boy that wanted to be his favorite superhero, the mask, their temporary identity is gone. And for COVID-19, you know, that same mask helps me to retain my health. And let me add this disclaimer here specific to that. I know we are all sick and tired of wearing masks. I definitely am just as well. But I prefer wearing a mask to keep me safe than to not have one on and I'm vulnerable to those things that are out there that's going to make me sick and consequently possibly lose my life. So I don't say that to offend anyone. I'm just letting you know, let's just think about this. If you go to the dentist, they're always wearing a mask, right? Have you thought about that? We're just wearing it much longer for the safety just as well. So just keep that in mind as you're thinking about the possibility of no longer going with your mask. We're doing this for not the health of our, just for the health of ourselves, but for others just as well. But in that, I got a question though, too, actually. What happens when we can't wear the mask or we keep the mask on too long as men? I just want you to ponder that for a second there. Taking that mask off or making the conscious decision to say, I'm going to continue wearing this mask. And in our topic today, you know, we're looking at the emotional effects of not having a mask or keeping it on. How does that tie into healthy manhood? How does that tie into how we move about, you know, each day, you know, thinking of those steps that we're making for each move of our lives? Oh, let me go here. 1 Corinthians 16:3 says this, be watchful, stand firm in faith, act like men, and be strong. And I want to address this here real quick. Anytime going forward that you hear that term, act like a man, you're in earshot of it. I want you to take it this way. It's not that you're a fake, but make sure that you're aligning your thoughts and actions with someone committed to being a man. And that particular phrase we've heard probably since junior high, you know, especially during sports, you know, your coaches were always on your case, you know, if they felt you needed to strengthen up or toughen up or whatnot. They say, act like a man, get in there, you know, be strong, stop crying. You know, that's a sign of weakness. I am totally against that because now I understand that a coach or anybody in that position is trying to get you to become better and do what you need to do. But when you say that to a man, you may be saying that to a man or a young man that never had one in his life. So you have to be careful with those statements. So, and let me go a little further in this. And this is something I live by. It's hard being a man, raising a man when you weren't guided by one. And in that, you know, we are in a state now where there are so many households where young boys and girls do not have a father or a father figure in their life that they can navigate life at their own, you know, in their timing or whatnot. And, you know, in this, we have to be very conscious when we're telling even a grown man to act like a man, because there are some things that let me go back this way. When you hear that phrase, that particular man only knows how to be a man because he was looking at other men do certain things, how they may have treated women, how much they may have drank, how much they have partied, you know, how they conducted business or established business, how they spoke, how they walked, how they dressed. All those things relate to acting like a man, because it doesn't matter what suit you wear. You still have to change the character of the man that's wearing the suit. You could give him 10 suits, but that character, that inner man, has to change. And this is something that we have to take an introspective look on, is, am I that man that I wanted to be? Am I still growing? For those that have fathers or had them and unfortunately, you know, have passed away, what is that one thing about my father that I can take away and use for my growth? You know, one time I was at my parents' house and I was actually leaving at the time. And my mom told me that I walked like my father. And she didn't even think about this at all. But later on, I'm like, I don't remember how my dad walked, because I never saw him that way and I never thought about it. So, you know, from that point on, you know, anytime that I think about it, it's making me reflect on my own character just as well. So I just want to add that in there, is that when you're checking yourself in manhood, what is it that you're checking? Sometimes you just may not have a box or a list to check off and say, okay, yeah, I've accomplished that. That's who I am. That's what I'm doing or learning to do. In this area, I'm growing, et cetera, et cetera. So let's not be nonchalant, just casting that little statement out there, because it's very imperative that we know what we're saying and who we are saying it to. So the article comes to this statement, and it says that, let me make sure that I get to it real quick. It says, it's been said that art imitates life, or better yet, art reflects life. Either way, every day I see and hear the truth taught in these lyrics. Moreover, the truth is all too many men don't know how to walk like a man. No one has mentored or modeled healthy masculinity for them. So they've learned, remember I just spoke about that, they've learned to act like men, often trying on a variety of masks to hide their ignorance and insecurities. So I'm going to speak about this real quick. We have all, for the most part, through the animated version or the movies, seen Batman, right? We know Batman to be the son of a rich family and ended up going into crime fighting there in Gotham City, New York. And I just had a thought the other day. I said, if Batman wasn't able to wear his mask, he couldn't continue to fight crime. And if he had decided to fight crime without his mask, then he's vulnerable to being hurt. Then he's vulnerable to receiving harm. Then he's vulnerable to losing his life. And that word right there is not synonymous with manhood, is it? Because manhood states that you always need to be strong, no matter what. We never are supposed to show any kind of weakness. We're always supposed to say and show that we have everything under control, that we're strong, that we're balanced, that we're focused. But that's a fallacy. And I want to encourage you through this, is that now the Lord tells us that he is made strong in our weakness. Well, what does that mean, that when I'm weak, you become strong? It means that, yes, at some point in time, we have failed. And this is just my wording on it, that we have failed as men. And nobody wants to really come out in front and admit that. But by admitting it, being weak, we then open ourselves up vulnerability to then let somebody, a mentor, God, a figure that is what we may consider better than us, higher than us, on another level or whatnot, then come into our lives to pick us up and help us move forward. It's not saying you haven't failed, but it's saying because of failure, you now have the opportunity to turn that around and become successful, learning from your failures. So I want to definitely say yes. As men, we do have the ability to be strong. We do have the ability to be the foundation, focus, to lead, to guide, you know, all those things. But in every area, we also have the opportunity to fail. And that may come. But failure is never the last resort. For many people, failure is the beginning of their success, right? I hope you agree, or I hope you're taking this in. And in that, when we fail, this is what we do. We tend to put on certain masks that we feel will help us be safe. And many people may not think men need to be safe because of the masculinity complex, but we too, just like women, need to feel safe. You know, in my household, I love it that I can protect my wife any way that I'm able to, but at the same time, I need to feel safe in her arms. Now, and I know that's how we work. Now, if for any reason I feel that I'm not doing what I need to, or I don't feel safe, I may put on a mask. That's the option that every person has. So some of the masks that men wear, and I wrote a few of them down from this article. One is Playboy. The other is strong. The other is tough, violent, angry, a comedian. Some men act intimidating. Some become loners. Some pretend. Others become insensitive or judgmental. Others become fearless. You know, those are the masks that we tend to go ahead and don, you know, just like Batman. And in that, we're putting them on for a specific reason. So for, let's say, the tough guy mask is put on maybe because he was bullied. So then he tends to become a bully himself, his tough guy persona. Violent, maybe because that guy saw violence in his home. It's normally in the home, maybe at school. You know, those are the two top places that young men and women see these character traits acted out. Also angry, unable to deal with loss openly. So that child is angry. He or she has never been able to communicate their anger, their frustration. So they just end up taking it out any way that they see fit. You know, it's usually the first thing. Also a comedian, you know, we think that's good. Yeah, we love a character, someone that makes us laugh all the time. But really, why is that person so funny? Why are they so loud? Why is it that they're putting that persona out and not dealing with the root issue? Some people, that could be an escape mechanism. And I'm probably going to have my wife confirm some of this later on, because, you know, she has her master's in family and marriage therapy, and she's had to deal with understanding some of these things just as well. And, you know, many of these areas, as the article and I have said, is that they're learned. We saw them from somebody. And, you know, it's one thing to have learned behavior, but when that learned behavior becomes negative, we definitely have to find a way as men to turn that around. And I want to say, especially now, there's such a focus on the family, and specific to men, you know, we always know there's somebody counting on us. So we really have to take stock of who we are. And in that inventory, what do we need to get rid of? You know, just like you go to a grocery store, there's a certain point in time that that particular goods will expire, or you can see it expiring and needs to be taken off the shelf. And it's the same thing you have to do with your life. You know, those masks are easy to put on, but they're very hard to take off, even when we know it. And I have to say this, is that those masks at times, yes, they make us, you know, very secure, but a lot of people like to keep them on. This is who I am. This is who I want to be. You know, person that is very callous, you know, this is who I am. You know, I'm going to say what I want to say, and I don't care about any other person's emotions. It is what it is. That's a mask that they may tend to keep on. And if it works for them, it works for them, right? So I want to end this show with a few statistics that I found on, what is it? Anthem Strong Family is an organization based here in Dallas. And the statistics are, a third of Dallas's kids without fathers, as biological fathers, they have five times more likely to commit suicide. They're 32 more times likely to run away, 20 more times facing some type of mental health or disorder. And also 14, unfortunately, and this is very hard to even mention, 14 may actually commit acts of rape. And this is because learned behavior, putting on masks, not having role models. It's very hard to look at these numbers and know that just even one of these statistics is a possibility. You know, my train of thought, my vision is that all of this wipes away. And I don't know if that's even possible or not, but myself and anybody that's listening to this show today has the opportunity to speak into the life of any young man or young woman to make sure they do not become part of that statistic. But just back to us personally, guys, what are you doing to turn yourself around so that you become the best version of yourself? I heard this particular acronym, I want to say last year. Yes, I want to say it was last year at a health fair that we had put on. And one of the speakers, we were talking about suicide at the time, because actually he was a suicide counselor. And he says, he goes with this acronym for FINE, F-I-N-E. And what it stands for is feelings inside never expressed. Feelings inside never expressed. So when we walk in that acronym, we put on masks. All right, guys, this is your host, Selwyn Robbins, and I hope that you found this information definitely worth your while and you're able to glean something from it and put it into action so that you do become that individual, that man, that husband, that business owner, that community leader that is doing what you can to break the stigma, break those molds that men tend to have in regards to their emotions. You know, we grew up with the saying of men don't cry or boys don't cry, which we know today is totally false. What that has done is cripple young boys from expressing their emotions, and that has translated over to our adulthood. So, gentlemen, if you feel you need to cry, cry by all means. If you want to dance, dance. If you want to smile, please do so. There's so much greatness in you that you have the chance to make it even better by removing your mask. So as I always say, if you would love to talk, please leave me a message. Please send me an email. Reach out to me. I would love to connect with you. Also, please let me know how I'm doing. I'm celebrating 145 listens so far. That is awesome. It's been a while because honestly speaking, I've moved a little slow in creating the podcast, but I'm trying to be more consistent. That's my big thing, being consistent. So I'm celebrating 145, looking for 150, and I hope you're a part of it. All right, guys, have a blessed week. Love you.